The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Starting off with a little Aretha Franklin. Passed away last night. Queen of Soul. She was an entertainer that, you know, has been around, I don't know, five decades. And just such a star and a performer and such a larger than life lady.
One of those voices that you just always recognize immediately.
That's right. As soon as you hear the voice, it's a reason.
Yep.
That's right. You know, other people and other stars have paid homage to her over the years, but I imagine that this today you'll be seeing a lot. Anyway, Aretha Franklin passed at, how old was she, Bob?
Age 76, born 1942.
Ooh, young
76. Wow. Ooh. You know, it's getting closer. It's closer than I would like to see
right,
there.
I hear
you know,
that.
That's ooh. Anyway, Aretha Franklin. Gosh, you know what? The movie, she's been in so many things, but when she was in the Blues Brothers singing.
She did this song.
Well, she did. Not in the Blues Brothers. She did that song where she said, You better watch out, you know, with the guitar player. That was it was great. It was a showstopper. Anyway, okay, hey, I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark and Bob Longy. And Trish, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it's 64 as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 99, low of 69. But we're looking at widespread haze, widespread smoke. Nothing new, but no relief either. Tonight, again, it's going to be down to 69 on Friday. Again, the haze and the smoke, 101, cooling to 70. On Saturday, same conditions with a high of 103 and a low of 70. Sunday, widespread haze and it's for into the near future. We're not going to see clear skies and a high of 100 and a low of 69. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are Ward and Friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I want to continue to warn you to stay inside if you don't have to be outside.
Air quality index, Bob.
We'll pull those numbers up in just a minute. The site actually had so much traffic it went down yesterday. We'll pull up.
We have a new site that gives. They've got a portable ones here in the city of Reading.
Oh, no, that's good.
And they have the one down in Anderson, but they fluctuate. They fluctuate rapidly because of the wind and other conditions, so we give an update every segment of the show.
You know, it's really interesting because so often I'm in Anderson, and it's a little smoky and hazy, but I can't taste it. And then I'll come up here, and I get out of the car wherever I've gone, and it's such a dramatic difference. It's just a lot worse up here.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Ms. D.A.
Thanks for having me.
We were in your court system the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do wrong this time?
It was a terrorist attack by a red light camera.
Oh.
That's all the way I can say it. I mean, it comes from a different region. It attacks. It leaves. It has no mercy.
So you were in traffic court, right?
My wife was in traffic court, and I mean, it has no mercy. But we pleaded not guilty. We're going for it. We were not guilty. Not guilty on this one. I don't know. What's the? Hey, last time we threw ourselves on the mercy of the court. You know, there's a lot of mercy there. 18 people in front of us, failure to appear, failure to appear, failure to appear. I don't have any money. They walk out.
You walked in and just said, I'm here. Linda goes, you ought to give me a
Linda
break.
Linda says, yeah, I did it. But, you know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. There was nobody there. And even the magistrate says, you have an absolutely vanilla record, absolutely clean. Do you want me to dismiss this? And Linda goes, dismiss it. Then she goes, no, but I think that blah, 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 blah. And she goes, yeah. $565. Excuse me? $500? It's a terrorist attack, and if people don't realize this right now.
So you've got, now you're going to go for the big bucks. You're going to go for trial?
No. You get to go back, and you get to confront your accuser. Now, I want to see how they bring that camera. There isn't a policeman in the world in this town that would have given her a ticket for that. Not one. I know. In fact, I'm thinking about calling in the chief of police, except he's pretty busy right now.
Yeah, he's, so maybe he's a little busy.
Maybe a couple of retired policemen said, would you have given a ticket for this? And they would go, no.
What did she do this time?
Where?
What? Red light again?
The red light.
But she thought it was. She said, I looked up, it was green. The cars are going. I looked up, it was green. I slowed down to make sure that the lane was clear there, and I made, you know, I slowed down. I made my turn. What's the AQI?
Speaking of red things, we have red dots and ready. And also at the Air Quality Management Board, there are sensors placed at Turtle Bay Exploration Park there, and also in South Reading. So Midtown 134, that is not good, but is not terrible. Not, certainly not like the other day. 147 on the more western side of town, then South Reading 105. So we've got a little bit of smoke. The recommendation is that members of sensitive groups may experience health effects. General public not likely to be affected, just not liking it.
Okay. Air quality index from right downtown Reading and out by Turtle Bay. Again, we're here with Stephanie Brickett. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. D.A.
How are you?
I don't mean to make light of the of the situations that are going on out there, but absolutely, we have to kind of like keep our stability here. And I noticed red light cameras.
You have to keep your sense of humor.
Well, you do.
And then
and we've had people over for dinner that have lost everything.
Yeah.
And, but they're in the, you know, but they are in a position where they had insurance, but still.
Yeah, it's
but we just sat there and we just listened, and it, you know, they're such incredibly good people and strong people, and the, but they were on Harlan.
Oh yeah.
And he was watching it coming, and his son runs back, Dad. And they were putting sprinklers on the roofs and all this, and here came the police, came in, get out of here. So they left, and but it's, you know, things like, you know, like the first rifle his dad ever gave him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the first shotgun he ever bought when he was, you know, on paper route money.
Things you can never replace.
Things like that, and so how do you talk to people like that except to let them talk?
Yeah, listen.
Just listen, and you know, and offer, you know, I don't even know what I can do. I mean, I've been caught in floods. I've been war and all that, and I understand war and I understand loss and sudden loss. I understand that. And but when you have something like this that you shouldn't, you know what I mean? I mean, it's when I go into combat, I expect certain things.
Sure.
And you get ready for that. And you know, you are ready. You're ready that when you shake hands with somebody, you may not see them again. I mean, they cross a block and you hear this explosion and you watch them disappear. You're in your mind, you're prepared for that. When you get into a fire like this, you are evacuating, Stephanie. And I mean, when you left, that could have been everything.
Oh, for sure.
Right there.
Yeah.
And the thoughts that even go through your mind that way.
Yeah.
Does it still work on you right?
Yeah,
today?
It's almost surreal, you know, to wake up and hear that it is so close. I mean, it was so close to my house by the time I learned that. Wow.
How did you learn?
You know, it was Wednesday when we went to bed. I think it was like 3,500 acres. It was still pretty far away.
Yeah, Thursday morning it was 40,000. Right. We were burning downtown ready.
And then I woke up to text messages from some friends who had already woken up earlier than me and were watching the news. And they're like, it's barreling down on your neighborhood because I'm out West Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? That can't be. It was so far away. I turned the news on, and I just couldn't believe it. I could tell that we were going to be evacuated that day. So I, immediately just we woke my husband up, and he was disbelief, and we just started packing pictures, packing all that. And, yeah, it was
Dude,
crazy.
I have a friend who lost her home in a fire several years, many years ago.
Yeah.
This was, she couldn't believe how she just, it all flashed back. She's over in Cottonwood now, and so wasn't impacted. But she said she couldn't believe how much she could. She couldn't sleep. She just completely. She said just absolutely the whole thing came back to me about how horrible that was.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Relived it.
Well, let's take a quick break and come back because the DA's got so many things to talk about today, and it's true. You know, they talk about the military and post-traumatic stress, and as I've said forever. Don't just look at the military for post-traumatic stress, gang. You know, we've got people, and I talk car wrecks and deaths in the family and sexual assaults and all this, but this fire right here is going to cause a post-traumatic stress for people that Stephanie, you know, thank God, wasn't burned out. But what about your kids? Mm-hmm. You know, the impact on
neighbors.
Them. Or your neighbors.
How about these people that came back to these neighborhoods where they're the only house standing?
Yeah.
Yeah, now what kind of survivor's guilt do you get over that one? Because you're not prepared, and they're going to probably need at some point to talk to somebody, and even though that nobody holds anything against them. So anyway, hey, I want to talk about SST oil here for a second, because as we talk about our first responders, and we talk about our law enforcement and our firemen and all those people out there, the bulldozer operators and the water tenders and all those things that are going on, SST oil was right in the middle of this, delivering fuel out to all of these areas. And they don't want to talk about it, but you know what I'm going to talk about? I'm proud to be associated with SST Oil because they were out there. They were on the front lines bringing the fuel out there that people needed to keep the fight going. They have been in the business over 50 years. They're an employee-owned company. They are one of the largest employers around here. SST Oil is a great place to work, and they're always looking for quality people. And you can imagine something like this, the car fire, 214,000 acres this morning, 71% contained. Hertz fire, 9,300 acres, only 5% contained. That's fire. The battles are going on, and it's people like SST Oil that are out there in this battle. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with the DA of Shasta County, Stephanie Bridget, and, of course, Trish Clark.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. The lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Probably the only male has ever gotten away with that.
We're talking about... Good morning. Welcome back. It's 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 16th of August, 2018. 64 degrees going up to 99 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And what he's talking about is telling... Trish, quiet, Trish, hush, hush. We're getting ready. And she actually said, okay, because we're coming back on the air. Good morning, everybody. I'm here with Trish Clark, and she is just beating up everybody over the fact that some people have top secret clearances and they shouldn't have them. And you're absolutely right, but that's got nothing to do with our subject, which we haven't even gotten into, which is Stephanie Bridget, our DA, and about things that people need to look at now that the fire is 71% contained, but it has left our area. Mm-hmm. But it's left such a disaster after when people are still in shock, and there are people, there are lower forms of life that are taking advantage mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, first to kind of give you an update on what we've been doing and, you know, kind of what we've been seeing as far as people coming in and re-victimizing people affected by the car fire. We saw reports, we saw stuff coming out in the news and the paper of individuals going into evacuated areas and breaking into homes, breaking into cars, stealing items. So we have been getting those cases. They continue to come in. At this point, we've filed over 15 of those cases. Maybe it's just a person who is in the evacuated area who doesn't live in that neighborhood, who's got a backpack on, who snuck in through the back area. So you know they're in there, you know, casing around the neighborhood. That's a crime during a state of emergency, as we still have declared here and will for some time. Or people who are, you know, committing thefts, and, you know, which we know as looting when you're in a state of an emergency. So we are filing those cases and we're taking those cases extremely seriously. We've had two of them so far that have pled, and they have pled straight to everything. We're not offering plea deals on those cases, and both of them have been sentenced. One was the misdemeanor of being in the evacuated area. Mm-hmm. That only has a six-month maximum sentence. Just that's what the law is. The person received the six-month maximum sentence.
So what happened? That person in jail?
That person's in jail.
And that's probably one of the ones we want to keep.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And then...
You're making special dispensation for these people? Or can you even say that?
Well... What we're doing is
reading them into the law.
Is the fact that we look at the victims. And in this case, we have victims who are particularly vulnerable because they are in the process of being victimized in the most traumatic way from a fire that's mm-hmm. burning down their home. They've been evacuated. And then we get a situation where a person is coming on top of that and victimizing them again. So we're simply saying we're finding that these are some of the most vulnerable victims in our community that we feel like we should go to trial on them, or we should at least have them plead to what they're charged with without making a plea deal. And then we can all argue on what they should get based on their history, based on the individual facts in this case. So that's what we're doing on these cases. And we had another one plead and sentenced yesterday who actually broke into a home committing a theft in an evacuated area. And that person got 6 years, 8 months, which was their maximum available sentence.
So you've charged them, even if they're charged with one of the crimes, if they make bail, they actually could be out on the street, but that's the only way they would be released, right?
Yeah, well, unless the jail released them. We're not involved with that.
Well, Thomas said that they are not releasing any of those.
Right, absolutely.
And he said the only ones that he knows that's been released is the ones that made bail.
Absolutely.
He says unless the court order, unless they've gone through the court some way.
Right, and that's been my conversation right. with the sheriff as well, is that they were his intention was to hold those people in custody.
So six years, been sentenced to 6 years already. Mm-hmm. Already pled guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in the county jail here for 6 years?
No, that one would be a state prison eligible.
Okay, that's a state. Okay, so we could send him off to state.
Yeah.
So he could go to a higher education facility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, but have we gotten lots of reports of looting, or is it just because our law enforcement has been out everywhere kind of keeping the area clear? Because it doesn't seem like we've had a lot of those cases.
Yeah, well, it's both. I mean, people were evacuated, and it's the people who are sneaking back in
mm-hmm.
who are committing these crimes. But it's going to continue, because just because the evacuated areas have all been lifted, the evacuations
right.
are lifted, doesn't mean that you can't still be held liable for these types of crimes. Obviously, not being in an evacuated area because there's no more evacuated areas
around here. But it's still a federal emergency area, right?
Right. And that's the thing. Because there's the state of emergency being declared, if they
is
go,
that for all of Shasta County?
That's all. That's our entire county, because our county is affected. So if someone goes in to, because a lot of people have their homes were burnt down, but they may have an outbuilding, a shed or something that made it, or a car parked out there, and there's people, or the ashes to their home themselves.
Stuff in those ashes.
Yes. All of that is going to apply. So that is going to apply and be able to file those cases.
But if it's all areas, does that mean anybody that breaks into my house is a looter now?
Well, if you break into a house, that's actually not a looting charge. That is a worse charge of first-degree residential burglary under the penal code. Looting would be, stealing from their front yard and the cars, committing grand thefts. But once you go into a person's home, I mean, that's a much
more
serious crime.
So that's worse than looting then. So this guy that broke into these people's homes, mm-hmm. you charge him with looting and not first-degree burglary.
You end up charging usually both based on the conduct that they have.
Okay.
But if you just look at the elements of the crime and the potential sentence that they can face, the first degree residential burglary has a more stiff penalty.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people that were evacuated and speaking of the whole county, I know that my neighborhood mm-hmm. all of a sudden has sprouted so many new vehicles and so many new RVs because of people who friends.
Yeah.
They're friends that have come into the, and are visiting.
Yeah, they're hosting other families.
They're
living
hosting
with
other
them.
Families. I know that we have several in our neighborhood that people
right.
are living in.
I suppose
right.
we're not going to be, I hope they're not going to be enforcing all the RV laws.
We don't have those
up.
Down, Anderson. If you got a place to park it off the street, yeah. it doesn't block anything, it's okay.
We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, who's talking to us about looting and the people they've caught so far. And they've already sentenced two already. Mm-hmm. So that's great. That's great. They just bled out, huh?
Yeah.
Because they got caught.
Yeah.
Essentially. Wow. This portion of our show is brought to you by Sleep Number. And, it's kind of funny, when we talk about Sleep Number now. But, so many people, so many things going on here. And, your you're going from 5 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock at night, just getting a good night's sleep after that. And that's what Sleep Number has afforded us. And it's a kind of the technology they have there with the 360, the smart 360 bed that goes, you know, that adjusts to you as you move. So when you're on the move and you come home and you can just lay down, then you can get a good night's sleep, which in during these conditions is very, very valuable.
And restorative.
Restorative. Right now you can get a Sleep Number 360 smart bed starting at $999. That's a pretty good deal. They've got it now at the Target Shopping Center in the Sleep Number store. My Sleep Number setting is 65. I've changed it up.
Wow. Yes, you
changed
have.
It
Mine's
up
still and, at 55.
Yeah, well, right. You know, and well, our DA also has a Sleep Number bed. It's the type of thing that it's maybe something to look at. You know, and things are tough, and you're looking to replace, you know, a bed. Why not look at the best? We'll be right back after these messages.
I don't want nobody always sitting around me and my man.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janier dealer, we carry a complete line of superior appliances. We also have a large selection of barbecues and barbecue accessories. Whether you want a standalone or a built-in model, our experienced sales staff will qualify your needs to provide you the proper unit to enhance your outside dining.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Studios of KCNR 1460 is 25 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. 64 degrees going up to 99 today. And that was Aretha, who passed away last night, Aretha Franklin. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You need to have your filters checked. You need to get those air ducts checked. It's Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. They've been around for 25 years. It's a better-known business. They are people of integrity. Alliance Heating and Air. Call them 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Aaron Clark and I are here. Oh, what is it changed?
Bit of a smoke alert in the vicinity of the CARB office, which looks like it's sort of on Court Street. It's up to 171 at the moment. These numbers fluctuate. South Reading near Garvan Avenue, 129. So these numbers, as the wind shifts, the smoke is going to swirl around. Overall, most of our smoke is moving off to the north. But as you're out and about, you know, keep that mask handy. And if you start feeling some distress, get indoors.
We're here with Redding, with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. Okay, we talked about looting now, but there's other things that are going on that the DA wants to talk about.
Yeah, there's you know, there's several things that the community needs to know about and look for and be wary about over the next months. And it could be the next year or longer, really. And, you know, those are issues are like price gouging or contractors fraud, insurance fraud, identity theft becomes really big around these types of disasters as well. So, you know, people really need to start being more vigilant than normal. You know, ask and verify. You know, don't always just trust. And that's kind of hard because so much, we've seen so much outpouring in our community of love and support. And, you know, and it's at those times that the predators come in and they prey on that. And I just don't want people to let their guard down and think everyone is out there to do good for them now. And to a lot of people are, but there are the people that aren't. So still continue to watch and, you know, verify.
What should people be looking at for, because they're already the contractors are out. They're putting signs up in yards. I don't even know if they're local guys or not.
Right.
What do you tell people about that?
Yeah. Well, one of the things, once there's the state of emergency that we're under has been declared, typically contracting without a license would be a misdemeanor offense, and those are cases handled by my office, and we frequently work with the state contracting licensing board to work on those cases. But now they're actually punishable as a felony. And so the enhanced penalty goes up in a state of emergency, and the reason is it's got to have the deterrent effect. We want people to not come into our community without a license and underbid jobs to try to get work, say, hey, I've got a long list of customers, but if you pay me cash right now, I'll move you to the front, and then they don't show up and do the work. You know, there's people out there who are going to do that.
I've had that during the Fountain Fire so many times.
Right.
And so many of the elderly population will buy it. And you give me 50% today, and then I'll be back in the morning to do your project. And then
I need it to buy parts.
I need gas.
I need material and all that. Right.
Right. So if the project is $500 or more, and that includes labor and material, they have to have a contracting license, and that's for your protection.
And they should be able to show you that.
They
right?
have to be able to show you that. And you have a right to ask for that. And if they are a legitimate contractor, they're going to be happy that you asked for that because they don't like these people who don't have contracting license coming in and doing, you know, a shabby job or no job at all, you know, because the legitimate people are coming back later to fix those jobs.
So if it's under $500 and you, because there are a lot of retired people in our community who are fully equipped to fix small plumbing projects, those kind of things. If it's under $500, that's not a problem to hire somebody like that.
Correct.
Okay, now, should you also be checking if they have their insurance and all this? Because if you're a contractor, you're required to have insurance then?
Yeah, if you have a contracting license, they're going to, they should have the workers' compensation, they should have the insurance, all of those things.
So you're not being held responsible if something happened.
Right. So if you hire a contractor who doesn't have don't even call them a contractor, someone portraying themselves to be a licensed contractor, but you never check, and they actually don't have a contracting license, so they're probably not going to have insurance, they're not going to have workers' comp, and they're working at your house and they get injured, well, you're on the hook for that. So this is designed to protect you. You need to make sure that they have the proper license that they need, and that's for your protection. So we have been out since this happened. The investigators from the Bureau of Investigations in my office has been working with Reading Police Department, with the Sheriff's Office, with the State Contracting Licensing Board, just being out there. We started out doing a lot of looting patrol, working around the clock with everyone, and now that the fire is not here in our area, we've switched, and we are out there patrolling for people who are out there trying to victimize our community, like contractors, going up, contacting them. The last 2 days, we've spent out full days with the State Contracting Licensing Board and the Department of Insurance, driving around all the affected neighborhoods, contacting contractors that are out there, checking their license, contacting people who are just in that community, putting signs out of beware of unlicensed contractors, call this number, passing out business cards.
Have you found any unlicensed contractors out there?
At this point, we haven't yet, but it's still early, and that's why we get out there quick in order to have that deterrent effect and to educate the people that are out there that this is happening or that it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing, to bring it up right up to everybody's conscious level again,
right?
So that we're reminded, they told me not, I shouldn't be listening to them.
There's going to be people coming in from all over, literally all over, to help rebuild, because with Santa Rosa going, because Santa Rosa's got less than 10% of their houses.
And many of our contractors are in Santa Rosa as we speak.
Yeah, well, as they say, as we graduate classes out of the Builders Exchange and Shasta College, they're being sucked away by Sacramento, who is taking them all down to to those areas down there.
Yeah.
But we're going to be seeing contractors coming in from different parts of the state and different, probably, you might see them coming in from Nevada and other states coming in here. Can they, if a contractor comes from another state, they can't work here though.
They need to be knowledgeable of our laws and our requirements, and that'll come.
California is so different.
And that comes with having the contracting license here in California.
Okay. So it's just going to be contractors here. And you know what? And there are some contractors out there with a license that before the fire, they were tough getting them back on the job. So you've got to really, because they're going to have so much work here, and they've got to be able to prioritize it. So you should also probably be looking for references, I would say.
Yeah.
That you've seen your license. Can I have some references also?
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of that. And at this point in time, if you've got a problem with it, you need a plumber or an electrician, and you get somebody to show up at your yard to fix it, there's a whole set of different emotions going on there that you want to take the chance to get it fixed. I mean, you can't get anybody to respond, is my point.
Yeah, I understand there's people that are calling right now for things, and people are not, they're just totally overwhelmed right now.
Yeah. I've got a plumbing issue down at the senior center that I had booked in advance, and he then got involved in all of this, and I finally got him down there yesterday to fix it, but I'd been on the books for a long time before the fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the plumbers, the electricians, those kind of things are going to be in big demand.
Well, okay, what else?
A lot of people are going to be in the process of filling out FEMA applications to help them. And people just need to know that there's not going to be representatives from FEMA walking door to door to get you to fill out those applications. That is something that they're going to contact you at a center or have you call them in order to fill out those applications. Because there's people who are going to pose as government entities walking around. You're eligible for FEMA relief. We can go ahead and sign you up now. I have the application. You stand there and you fill it all out. And now, identity theft. They have all of your information in order to go out and victimize you.
Driver's license numbers, not especially your Social Security number, but probably maybe not your your charge card, but everything else they need. So what you're saying is FEMA is not going to come, the state and the feds are not going to come door to door looking for, you know, to help you. You've got to go down to the Kmart down there and to the FEMA center and fill out all this paperwork. And that includes for people that, you know, the toxic stuff they want to start their cleaning up right now.
Right.
And then the final clearing of your your lot.
Yeah, once you've filled out that FEMA application and started it from a legitimate area, not at your front door, then the FEMA representatives will be coming out to your site and your location. But they're not going to be asking you for your personal identification when they're out in the field, because they're going to already have that.
It's my understanding that there was somebody in Redding already that was contacted by FEMA after the fact because someone had filled out an application in their name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that
by
happens.
Way of follow-up, they were calling them and talking to them about their application, and they're going, but I haven't filed an application. Well, yes, we have blah, blah, blah,
or people will go and try to fill it out and say someone else already filled one out for you, trying to get benefits. Yeah, it's...
They also is if you have an insured home that's been burnt, do you still have to go to FEMA, or do you just work through your insurance company, or do you know that that's
yeah?
That's not
I mean,
really
that's
a legal
not,
question.
That's not really a
that's not
falls
a, okay.
under my
okay.
expertise.
That was just somebody that asked that. Okay, hey, we're with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They're your neighbors. They've gone through this fire just like you have. Contact them if you need help, if you need assistance, you know, with anything that has to do with your banking or your perhaps you've had your mortgages through them. Cornerstone Community Bank, 1845 California Street is their newest location, and you can visit online at bankcornerstone.com. Any questions, please give them a call. They are your neighborhood bank. We'll be right back.
About our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You ready for this, wrestling fans? WWE Beltane Live, Knox Pro Wrestling, Saturday, August 18th. VIP meet and greet at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets start at just $20. Sunday, August 19th, SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime Bar. Pre-show starts at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Knox Pro delivers a family-friendly, high-caliber wrestling show featuring a diverse tapestry of wrestling stars. Two exciting days featuring the Knox Pro Wrestling Super Show. Sunday is a special SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime. This is an event not to be missed. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with SummerSlam Knox Pro Live Wrestling at Wind River Resort and Casino, August 18th and 19th. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino and Knox Pro Entertainment. Wrestling at the River. Wrestling featuring Rikishi.
The word rebuild. Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant right here on Free Fire Radio on Friday, August 17th on KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Aretha Franklin. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're here. Chris Clark and I are here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And we want to talk about fraud in the sense of, the donations and all this.
Yeah, that's just kind of another area I want to help get the word out that, you know, a lot of people are wanting, what can I do? How can I help? Wanting to contribute money. And, you know, especially people who can't get up and go, you know, help at the centers or be out there doing something there. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I can financially contribute. But this is a time period where people are going to start trying to take advantage of people that way. I mean, there's fake accounts that are set up. We're already getting calls from that the fake charities who solicit money via robocalls. That's that call that's calling multiple houses. You know, there's usually a slight pause when you pick up, and you can hear it's an automated voice who's talking to you. About wanting to contribute for the volunteer firefighters fund or the car fire or whatever it may be. Be suspicious of those. You need to not be providing money during the middle of this robocall, giving them your personal identifying information, because not only can they take your money, and the money's not going to go to victims in our community from the car fire, but they're going to get your name, your address, your credit card number, and then you're also a victim of identity theft. So people need to be cautious. They need to do their research. If you want to donate money to firefighters or police officers or victims who have lost their homes, then you need to do your research and find a reputable charity that you know that money is actually going to go to where you want it to go. And be wary of those people who call you on the phone and are asking for money over the phone.
In fact, when you get a robocall, just hang up.
Yeah.
Just hang up. Just,
if there's a pause, just hang up.
But, you know, sometimes I got a gal yesterday that I have to admit I didn't know for sure whether it was a robocall or it wasn't. They had that set, so when I would ask,
sounds real.
They would pause. And so finally I said something that I was kind of not dirty or anything, but just, I mean, you know, something else. And she said, oh, well, okay, fine. And then I went, okay, so it is a robocall.
Oh, I say things to them. Sure. I've had some, too, that they say, hey, how are you? And I'm like,
yeah.
Are you real? And then they keep talking. I said, come on, are you real? And they keep talking, and I hang up.
Yeah,
so, because some of them are pretty good.
They put those pauses in there like, hello. And you're like, hi. I'm from this, and you're like, oh, there for a second I thought
you
it was a real
me.
Call.
You got me.
Yeah.
Click. Okay.
No, that,
okay, so we talked about, so or do really, not give money to robocalls.
I mean,
what about people coming door to door?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
That is the absolute same thing. If they're collecting your personal identifying information and they're on walking around to your neighborhood, you need to do the exact same thing, is you need to check it. You need to check and make sure that it's legitimate. Hop on the your cell phone or your computer and pull up their charity. Say, oh, I, you know, best don't even answer the door and talk to them about it. But if you do, oh, yeah, maybe I like your charity, but I'll get on and research it and do a donation, but I'm not going to give it to you while you're standing here at the door.
The best thing to do is if you go to somebody you trust, go to your bank, go to your somebody that you know in the community that you trust, and ask them, okay, I have some money I want to give. Give me a recommendation as to where that should go. So that you've got a local organization that you're sure that money is going to stay right in this community.
Shasta Regional Community Foundation.
And be used for something that you want it to happen in your community.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, we just had a gentleman from FEMA give us a call. He's their media rep, so I'll give him a call. I'll give him a call after this so we can get them on to our show here because there are so many questions about FEMA, and we've been trying to get them on. People trying to raise money that way. Okay, what was the last thing we were talking about? Gouging. Gouging.
Also, when there's the state of emergency, what they're doing, what the price gouging law says is basically once that has been declared, and that was declared on July 26th by the governor, that prices cannot be increased more than 10%, period. That's goods, that's services, that's rentals, and rentals is kind of where you see the big thing being hit, or hotels and motels.
That's the one I would think if people are going to do it, they do it right there.
Right. And we're out there actively investigating those cases. We've got.
Have you had reports?
Oh, we've had, yeah, lots of reports. A lot of duplicative reports, too, but we've gotten lots of reports. People who see them on Craigslist or on Facebook or anywhere they are. You know, our gas stations have been good. We went out.
I saw a couple of posts that indicated they were.
Absolutely. And we followed up on all of those. But our gas stations have been good. We've gone out
I've
and verified
seen
and checked
people
everything.
Have dropped prices in some areas,
right?
Too. I mean,
right.
Because of the fire, and you see that, and you go, "Wow, that's cool."
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's being a good community member.
Okay. So, but there have been a lot. So can you give us where you've seen the most of this? I mean, you say you have lots of reports.
Yeah. Well,
the industry. People can be looking out.
Absolutely.
At that.
The industry is more in the real estate industry as far as it comes to rentals. Rentals,
okay. Yeah.
Hotels, motels, living spaces. We have so many people who are displaced and need a place to live.
Right.
And that's where we're seeing a lot of it. You know, we're going out, we're knocking on the doors of the people who have these places up for rent that appear to fall under a gouging statute and talking to them.
Have you found any?
And there's ones that are like, okay, I'll lower it tomorrow. You know, that was an accident or whatever, you know. But we're following up on them. And
have you prosecuted any of them?
They're all still under investigation. They do take a while to get a full investigation done on those cases.
Are you planning on, like, dropping the hammer on a few of them? If it's found to be that they're,
I feel that those cases are just as serious as people who are committing
fraud and looting. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're taking advantage of people who are in the bad straits.
And that's what goes back to that factor that we take into consideration is the vulnerability of the victim who's involved. And the people right now are vulnerable. And if you're going to take advantage of them, we're going to make those priority cases, and we're going to be strong on those cases.
It's delightful to hear that there's actually a law enforcement agency in the state of California that still cares about the victim.
Yeah.
Okay. Stephanie Bridget has been our guest today. I think we got like another minute for last thoughts here. You're not going to – somebody's asking questions about FEMA, and I will as far as FEMA goes, I will call this person back, and we'll try to get them on the phone here as soon as we can this week, and then ask these questions about FEMA and cleaning up your property and your insurance companies. I mean, this is going to be a long, long process, our friends, and we're going to be right here trying to provide as much information as we can, just like today with Stephanie Bridget, our DA. Any last thoughts here?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want our community to be wary. Don't automatically trust everything and, you know, check things out. Get license numbers. Do your own research. Make sure who you're dealing with is legitimate.
Any questions, just give your office a call, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always call us at 225-5391 if you suspect any type of fraud or anything related to the car fire that you may need help on, and we can at least direct you in the right direction or start an investigation.
Any reports of arson that you've come up on?
You know, we've heard of a few that occurred, mm-hmm. but all that is still in the process of investigation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Our guest has been Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. Stephanie, I know it was one of the ones evacuated for 8 days, so she's taken this, you know, not that she always takes things seriously, but even probably a little more seriously now that you can easily put yourself in the place of those poor people that have been at this place.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll be
always
right back.
Pleasure.
We'll be right back with insurance and questions we can talk about insurance with, and maybe one of these things is about FEMA, too. We'll be right back.
That's
the
good.
The news
think
is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She was the undisputed queen of soul.
The moment I wake up.
Aretha Franklin, known for classics including Think and I Say a Little Prayer, has died. Advanced pancreatic cancer claimed the life of the legendary performer. She passed this morning at home in Detroit.
Her first album was released on Columbia Records in 1961, but it wasn't until she changed labels and drew deep on her gospel roots that the Queen of Soul really began cooking. Her signature tune, Respect, came out in 1967 and became both the first of her two number one pop tunes and an anthem of the civil rights movement. Her other number one, this duet with George Michael in 1987. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Aretha Franklin was 76 years old. President Trump says something that had to be done, referring to his decision to yank former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. Brennan, who Mr. Trump says helped lead the witch hunt Russia probe, has been unrelenting in his criticism of the president.
Tweeting after the Helsinki summit that the president's press conference was, in his words, nothing short of treasonous. Just this week, in response to the president's tweet in which he referred to former aide Omarosa Manigault-Newman as a lowlife and a dog, Brennan tweeted, quote, "It's astounding how often you fail to live up to minimum standards of decency, civility, and probity."
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Gone from a rescue to a recovery operation, crews working at the scene of the deadly highway bridge collapse in Italy, the death toll at least 38, at least 10 people still missing. On Wall Street, stocks are soaring, the Dow's up about 341 points, NASDAQ ahead 53, and the S&P is up 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Two women on trial for the brazen assassination of the North Korean leader's half-brother have been ordered to make their defense after a Malaysian judge found evidence of a well-planned conspiracy, extending their murder trial until next year.
What the judge was doing was taking a very literal reading of the evidence against these women, whether there was a prima facie case of premeditated murder against them. He argued that despite the clear evidence of North Koreans also being involved, that didn't diminish their liability. Now, the full trial is a disappointment for the defense lawyers, but it does give them their opportunity for the first time to present their argument that these women were unwitting dupes, that they didn't know what they were doing, they're poorly educated and just recruited for money, and that they did a number of practice runs on people in other places with harmless liquids and presumably thought this was the same kind of prank.
The BBC's Jonathan Head, ISIS claiming responsibility for the latest deadly attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. U.S. officials ready to remove special rules that govern gene therapy experiments.
U.S. health officials have decided the time is right to remove the special regulations that have been in place for gene therapy experiments. National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins and Food and Drug Administration Chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb announced the proposed changes in the New England Journal of Medicine. Under the proposed changes, the special NIH oversight panel that's been reviewing all gene therapy applications will assume a broader advisory role. Gene therapy experiments will be vetted by the FDA. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A leading shark expert in Massachusetts trying to figure out if the first person to be attacked in the waters off the state since 2012 was bitten by a great white shark. The 61-year-old victim did survive the attack. It occurred on the Atlantic Ocean side of Cape Cod. Yet on Wall Street right now, the Dow up 347 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Trish Clark on Thursday.
Thursday morning.
Of course, Bad Bob's here. And the time is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 16th of August, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, enhanced walk-in humidor. And still great customer service. Plus, they've got some really good ideas that are going to be trotting out here in the next few months down at Tobacco and Brew.
64 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 99, a low of 69. Friday, continuing widespread haze, widespread smoke, sunny and hot, with a high near 101 and a low of 70. On Saturday, 103. Low of 71. Sunday, a high of 100 and a low of 68. The widespread haze and smoke is going to stick with us for the foreseeable future. Remind you to, if you don't need to be outside, don't go outside. Especially if you're feeling impacted by that smoke, stay away from it. It's not good for us. Shasta Gas Propane, as always, brings us the weather. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Bob, what's the AQI look like?
Right now, at the Turtle Bay sensor, we have 134, which is a little bit, most people won't be affected by it. The sensor over closer to the Shasta County Air Quality Management Board is showing 170. That puts a little burn in the back of the throat. Far South Reading, 124, so still not particularly great if you are prone to these health problems, especially people with asthma and things like that, and the elderly. So,
and young children.
And children. Don't put the kids out in this stuff.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Jeannie Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance, and good friends of ours. And we're going to be talking about that. And she brought with her Jeff
Hornbuckle.
Hornbuckle. I was going to say Hornblower from the books, you know, Commodore Hornblower. I mean, have you all read that? Never mind. Okay. Jeff, good morning. Getting closer there, Jeff.
Good morning.
Okay. Just ignore me right now, because even though the coffee has kicked in, I'm gonna start blaming it on smoke inhalation that I've been in all this. Judy.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're getting all
morning,
types
Trish.
Of questions about insurance and FEMA.
Well,
I know you can't really. Well, but maybe you can. It's like, do you need to call FEMA if you have an insurance company that's there?
Absolutely. Because FEMA can help you with certain situations where maybe you may be uninsured or underinsured on your insurance policy. And matter of fact, we just had a situation like that with one of Jeff's clients. And what happened is they did not have other structures on their policy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
So they had fencing, they had other buildings, all these other things that they didn't have on their policy, and so they're reaching out to FEMA to see what they can do.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, so then, now, is we also understand that that the OES can come in here and clear your property of all the all the ash and all the hazardous, well, not just, they've got one that does the hazardous material, but then they have a second group that will come in, and you have to opt in or opt out of these, but they can come in and just clear your land down, take the foundation out, take you down to the mineral soil. And the state will do that. Or you can opt to have your own people do it, you know, a private company, but it comes to your insurance company then. Is that correct?
There is a great deal of debris. It depends on your policy, of course. Everything depends on your policy. And one of the things that we are encouraging people do is to go to your insurance carrier and order a full-blown copy of your policy. So that will help you so much in understanding what you have and knowing what questions to ask. And so there is a great deal of, most policies have some type of debris removal, mm-hmm. but in this situation it may not be enough. And that's why you should look at your policy benefits and talk to your insurance carrier, say, what can you do? What do I need to do additional?
Does FEMA usually have more rules and regulations when it comes to working with you than, say, regular insurance companies? In other words, I'm going to clear your land, but these kind of things have to happen, as opposed to just like a regular contractor coming in. Have you heard that at all?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Have you, Jeff?
I haven't heard that either, no.
Okay, because it was it says if someone from FEMA helps clean up your property, are they going to fall under more rules and regulations? I couldn't say that either, but if you're just looking at it from the government is here to help complex that I have, that there's bound to be, I imagine there's going to be something in there that may not be, that's going to be a little bit, a couple more rules and regulations.
I think one of the things people need to think about is patience.
Yeah.
Sooner rather than later, and don't expect this to happen overnight. Be prepared to systematically go through the process and patience.
What I have heard is that if you do use a FEMA-based organization to clear off debris and do anything like that, mm-hmm. there's a time delay because they're just so inundated with all the number of claims at once.
To get your name in the slot.
Exactly. Sooner is better in terms of registering and getting that all set up. Secondly, if you do use your own insurance carrier to do the cleanup, there's a good chance that the time can be moved up because you're dealing with somebody possibly that you can help decide who you want to do instead of a FEMA, designated contractor. So there's a time situation there as well.
Judy, I was caught in a fire. I call you up. What happens?
Well, first of all, we will call the carrier and we're going to make a claim for you. And start the claim process. That's the very first thing to do. And we are the liaison between you and the carrier. And that is a big, important role that we can help you with. Because right now, in a disaster like this, these insurance adjusters are just inundated with calls and all that. Mm-hmm. And they may be calling you, and you may not recognize the number, and you may not take that call on your cell phone.
Everybody has to answer lots of phone calls.
And
these days.
Then all of a sudden, you're next batter up. They go to the next one. And then we just had that with the situation here yesterday. We had a guy who, he said, I haven't heard from him, and it's been 2 weeks. Well, when we went through the logs, they had tried to call him, but he just let the calls go.
Because he didn't recognize the number.
He didn't recognize the number.
Well, I do that. I do that a lot of times. Okay. All right. So you really should be depending on your insurance agent then mm-hmm. to be the representative. So you're not talking to, your carrier. You're talking to Judy or Jeff.
But you're still going to talk to the adjuster because that's what happens. They turn it over and that adjuster is going to call you directly.
Let's talk about the adjusters. Should we expect to see him on our property or over the phone?
Well, at this point, they have adjusters out, and they generally have several adjusters working for many of the insurance carriers right now. Now, there was a problem when we had the roadblocks, and the adjusters would be stuck at the roadblocks, couldn't get in, and so there was some, communication problems there and some situations there that, didn't get connected. But now that the roadblocks are up and everything should be happening a little bit better at this point.
If it was me, and of course, I look at things differently, as my wife points out many, many times, I could understand where the adjuster can't get to me because the police aren't letting them in, because I understand those kind of things. But I also can understand how people could get really uptight.
Oh, very much. It's a very, very emotional time, and that's what your agent is there to help you hold your hand and give you guidance and, yeah. and help with that emotional counseling as well.
And it may be holding your hand in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I know that you have customers for years, Jenny, mm-hmm. you and Jeff. And so on a disaster like this, this is like a member of your family.
It is.
So, yes. you know, so you've got to be able to stand back, though, and say, okay, we need to do this. Okay, an adjuster. I want to talk about the adjuster. We have questions about the adjuster, plus you have a bunch of things we want to need to get through right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Just talked to a friend of ours that had his 92-year-old mother out walking and kind of fell into the canal. So she needed some extra help, but it wasn't going to be 24 hours a day. So I'm thinking of Home Helpers immediately, and that, you know, here's Sharon Clark. She'll come over to your house. She'll talk to you, see what's going on there. And, you know, it could be 2 hours a day up to 24 hours a day. So with all these things that are going on, you may have mom in the house, but you're having to work, so you may need a little help here. So give her a call at 226-8350 or check out readyhomehelpers.com. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back. Judy Maxwell, Jeff Hornbuckle.
For me, darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. I found a girl.
Winners, congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're proud of our outstanding customer service. Our sales staff have 25 to 30 years experience. We know our products and take the time to ask the right questions to qualify your particular needs. And with the best prices in the North State, we promise to meet or beat any locally advertised price or your purchase is free.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Redding. Like us on Facebook and log on at Carmona's Appliances.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge Fixins Bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit cards. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
He took me back to East Atlanta, no, no, no. All of my heart is in Havana. There's something about his manners, Havana.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 16 August, 64 degrees going up to 99. Today, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And North State Security brings you this segment. You know what? There's a lot of things going on out there, and you're going to need some extra help, perhaps in your business or in your area where you're at. Give them a call at 243-0295. They have a program that can get a trained uniformed officer there at your house or your business in 10 minutes or less. That's North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They've been in business 50 years. North State Security. We're here with Judy Maxwell and Jeff Hornbuckle. And, of course, Trish Clark.
Thursday.
And we're talking insurance questions, and we're talking about the adjusters. What should people be – I mean, they're going to be dealing directly with your client. All right. What should they be looking for? Because adjusters are there – what is an adjuster's job? Who's he working for?
He's working for the insurance company.
Right.
You've got to understand that, and that's why it's so important to have an agent who can help be there your liaison when we need to intervene. But one of the things that we're seeing right now are people who are talking to their adjuster about their personal properties. And I had heard a horror story yesterday of where they met with a couple and they started asking them what did they have in their house, and they started with the smallest room, which was the bathroom, and for 2 hours they were talking about how many rolls of toilet paper, where did you buy it, what were your Q-tips, I mean, just going on and on and on, crazy stuff. So we would suggest
toilet paper?
I know, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Who started? The adjuster
Yes, the adjuster did, and this is a preferred carrier. It's not one of our clients.
Is he trying to wear them down or something?
Exactly, I think so.
Yeah, really?
Totally. So what we would recommend is when you're talking to your adjuster with personal property, have your list already prepared. You know, go through and have your list. And
perhaps we should be making those lists right now.
Mm-hmm,
exactly.
I was just going to say, right now, if you weren't impacted and you have a house, what you need to make a list of what you need to do in the next immediate future, take your smartphone and go around and every cabinet. You've got collections. You absolutely do a 360 in each room, and then the curio cabinet that's full of antique silver or a collection of some kind. Take pictures of all of those things, drop them onto a little disc, and just have that. Because in the future, you're not going to remember.
It's true.
What's on this shelf? Who the heck knows?
I know. I had that happen to me. Right. Years and years ago, I had a complete burglary. I had gone out of town, and they came in, and it is so hard to remember what was on that bookcase. What was this? What was that? So I did take pictures of my house before I evacuated stuff. I have done it recently.
I thought, well, I do that.
On our way
but
out.
But I have not that, done right. it in the last probably five,
okay.
10 years.
So the adjuster would never forget that he's working for the insurance company. He may want to be, he may act like he wants to be your friend. But this is something you've got to be really coldly professional about.
That's correct.
Because that's what he's doing.
That's exactly right. And so that's why that if you take the time right now before you have that meeting and you kind of go through all the items that you have, and then you can and put some kind of value on them and that sort of thing, then you're going to have a more productive meeting, and then you can go from there. But just trying to, they'll drill you and try to wear you down and all that stuff, and it can be horrible at times.
Okay, so what we've got to be then telling the adjusters, this is everything we've lost. And then at that point, he goes, okay, you know what? This is a total loss, obviously. So then what happens after that?
Well, after that, then you're
going to... Or does he even say that to you?
No, they're going to, and you don't want to settle just right up front.
Is he going to offer you something right then?
Sometimes they may, Jeff. What's your experience been in that as well?
They are offering money, like, right now. For total loss contents. And right now, nobody has a clear idea of exactly what they lost. They may come up in a month or so and realize, oh, wait, I forgot that. And some carriers won't go back and go, oops, I understand you forgot, but we've already cashed out. You signed your release form, and you're done. So you don't excuse me. You don't have to be rushed. You work on your time. Most carriers will give you up to 12 months to make a complete list of contracts right. that you lost. You don't have to have it right there at that first meeting. So don't let the adjusters strong-arm you or bully you into giving you a complete list at that moment. I mean, sure, you can do the best you can, but there's only so much memory you can recollect at the moment.
Do not forget, the adjusters are not your friend.
They're
working for your carrier.
That's right.
It's not that they're not professional or honest. That's not what we're saying.
They have
a job to do. Their job is to save money for their mm-hmm. carriers. And then that's when Judy rolls in and she thumbs them in the eye. And Jeff comes in and knees them in the groin. And then we kind of loosen things up. Don't accept that check for everything. Unless you've got a complete list of everything. Yeah, I just so happened I cataloged everything in my house. Here's my photos. Here's my serial numbers. All this stuff. Now, when people say, okay, we give them this, and, you know, it's been a few weeks, and you've got a list of stuff, do they give you a check for, okay, I had a couch. We have couches in the living room, and we have lamps in the living room. Here's photos of them. Do they give you, well, how do they pay you for that?
Replaceable value?
Replace the cost, yes.
But it also depends on what it says in your policy.
Okay.
Because some policies may say actual cash value, some policies may say replacement cost, some may say extended replacement cost. There's just, it depends on what your policy says. That's what I say. Order your policy, review your policy, you know what to
do. So what the difference then, if it's replacement cost, is you just go out and you find a couch of similar dimensions and all that, and you buy a couch. So that's replaceable. Is that right or
yes.
not?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the other ones that doesn't give you that?
Actual cash value would be if you bought it 25 years ago.
It factors in depreciation.
Depreciation.
So you bought a $400, $500 couch 10 years ago. That's what it is.
You may get $50.
You may get $50.
Right.
So you should check your insurance
policy.
Now's
a good time to check your insurance company if you didn't have a fire.
Yeah.
Well, that is one of the things we are encouraging all of our clients to do right now is bring, you know, not only your homeowner's insurance, auto insurance, but also, you know, all your other policies, too, to come in, have a review. It's a great time to do a review. You know, and just like if you have any additions that you've put onto your policy, or remodeled a bathroom or remodeled a kitchen, those need to be taken in consideration into your policy limits. I mean, and I'm guilty, too, because, you know, I added a patio cover and I haven't put it onto my policy. So I need to do a review of my own stuff. And the thing about it is, now, right now, we have a moratorium. And so we cannot write new policies. So we can't add any, you know, structures or any additions, to your policies right now. But that's going to be lifted soon, and then we can make changes.
Even if we were in the restricted area?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
As long as you're, okay.
Yeah, there's no changing a current policy or adding coverages until the fire is 100% contained. And some carriers have different waiting lists.
And all of Jackson County, because we're all in the emergency.
And exactly. The only policies we're able to write, and so if someone is trying to buy a house or do anything like that, we are able to put them into the California Fair Plan, which is a fire policy, basically. And then after the moratorium is lifted, then we can put them into a traditional policy.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're kind of restricted on time today. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep planning on having Judy or Jeff in on a regular basis, you know, maybe even weekly if we can pull you in. I know how busy you are, to keep going over these kind of things that people need to know, because we've learned some really valuable things today. One is that the adjuster is, while he's coldly professional, or she is, and that they're working for the insurance company, and that you don't have to settle immediately. You have time to do that. The other thing is take a really good have somebody walk you through your policy, because you may not understand the difference between replacement value and actual cash value. See, some people would say replacement value means I go out and buy it and that's what it is. But the other one is that, you know, whatever you
actual cash value
and you think I spent $1,000 on that couch. Well, it's worth $100.
Because of depreciation.
Yeah. And you can get into different programs. And then there's things working with FEMA. But the bottom line is you need to get to your insurance professional and talk with them.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Don't rush into And don't sign off on this for a long time. You've got at least 12 months.
At least, yes.
Yeah, and so take your time. Make sure you know what you're doing. And if you have to visit with them 3 or 4 times, that's okay. Don't let people race you through a process.
Absolutely. That is the key. Take your time. And like I said, in the quiet moments that you have, that's when you should think back of what did you have on those bookcases? What did you have in those cabinets? You know, all of those things. List them and go into your meeting with your adjuster with a list in hand. So then you have, you know, a little bit of knowledge of what you got.
What I've been talking to my clients is just when you're at night, kids go to bed, you know, and you've got some quiet time, just go room by room in your head with your wife or your significant other or what have you and say, okay, yes, we had a bed. Was it queen size, king size? You know, was it a single platform bed or was it an elevated bed that raised? What did we have for nightstands, bookcases, what have you? And just go
room. What was in the bookcase?
Exactly.
What was in the, on your side?
What was in the nightstands on your side, on my side?
What was in the drawers that could be worth money? Mm-hmm. And you know what? This is so much. And this, like I said, this is going to be continuous. And so Judy and Jeff are going to be with us a lot here over the next couple of months, being here to answer questions. Now, how do people get a hold of you, Judy?
221-0441. We're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union.
So she's my insurance agent. Can I say that?
Yeah.
And and we were blessed not to be touched by this fire, not to be kissed by the dragon, you might say. But there's so many others. I know how busy you all are on this, but I also know how big your hearts are on this thing, too. You need to have an insurance agent you trust. And somebody that is going to literally fight for you, even though it's, you know, it's their carrier, they're still going to be, you know, in there going, well, wait a minute, you need to think of this and this and this and this.
Well, just remember, the agent is for the client.
Right.
And so they're your advocate against the insurance company.
Right.
So we are there to fight for our client. And
we work for you. We don't work for the insurance companies.
And that's
but
important.
The adjuster, remember again, the adjuster is working for that insurance company.
Right.
He's not your enemy, but he's not your friend.
He's not your buddy.
Not your buddy. Okay.
Not there to get you a good deal.
Thanks again. Now, there should be probably places you can go get a handout that says kind of what to expect and all this kind of thing. But if they just needed to get a hold of your website and all that, it's
MaxwellInsuranceAndFinancial.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Judy and Jeff.
Thank you.
We'll be right back
you.
After these messages with One Safe Place.
Activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The Gold Mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
If I could turn back time. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold in there. Big shout out to those guys. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business at Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with One Safe Place, Travis Heide, who is the development manager, I'm sorry, prevention manager, and Cassara Nance, who takes care of the crisis hotline. She's the coordinator of that event. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
thanks.
Morning.
Okay. Tell us what happened during the fire. Y'all got evacuated.
Yes, we want to. Do you want to talk about that, Sarah?
Yeah. So our evacuation orders came through.
Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
Well, the thing that was is that I was out of town during the evacuation part of it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah, Travis takes his first vacation in 8 years, and he leaves, and then he gets a phone call when he's there.
You have no place to come back to.
Yeah.
Get back here. Okay, so. Yeah, I mean, I was seeing this thing was that when because we have friends that are right down in that area down there, so y'all must have evacuated.
We did. We evacuated relatively early on. It was Thursday afternoon, more towards the evening, I suppose. I think it came through at about 7 or 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. How many people did you have in the facility?
We had upwards of 40 folks up in shelter.
Okay.
And then we also had our shelter staff.
And so you got the word? Everybody packed up?
Yes. We were watching the fire during the day. We actually had a training on site. So there was a skeleton crew working there, and we were keeping an eye on the movements of the fire. We were already making preparations for if we had to evacuate, because moving upwards of 40 people, all of their belongings, all of the things that we would need to have, takes a little bit of planning.
And the security that has to be involved in that. You can't just go to a shelter.
Exactly. So it was finding places that would be safe places for our clients to go and stay with. Finding out if they had a family in the area that was also at risk and how we were going to be of assistance there. Where our clients could go, how long they could stay. The state of our clients in transitional housing, wondering if they're in evacuation areas. How can we assist them there?
Wow. So where did you end up putting people?
All over. of course, I can't disclose the locations.
Why? They're not still there.
They're not still there.
But you don't want to tell them where they went. Okay, I got
exactly.
That. Exactly. But I imagine there were so many families of your employees that were opening up their homes and things like that.
Absolutely. Our shelter manager, Anna, took a lot of folks into her own home. Our assistant director, Jennifer, really helped with relocating folks. She's got a huge truck, so we were able to fit a lot of people, a lot of their belongings. into her truck and assist with relocation.
Okay. So, but everybody got out.
Everybody got out.
Didn't get burnt.
Didn't get burnt.
That's great. I mean, nobody, because I have friends right down the street from you that lost their homes. I mean, that fire Nado was coming right through there. So y'all dodged.
Well, the Harlan area is right up just above.
It's right there. It's right there in Quartz Hill. So do y'all now, after you're taking a deep breath and everybody's back in, are you taking a look at saying, how can we do this better next time? You know, do we have these things lined up? Because nobody expects, how many people expect a fire to come down the street?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you don't expect that. I mean, I'm down middle of downtown Reading. I'm packing my stuff. We're moving art away. And you're looking at it thinking, no, this is just not going to happen. But then it was happening. So does this give you a new outlook on how to take care of these things?
Yeah, we have started processes on figuring out the better way to approach this next time. Mm-hmm. If hopefully it doesn't happen again, but hopefully. If it does, we are better prepared.
Well, you all are. I'm trying to think of that one. No, I think you should. You know, you got that big canyon up there on Miracle Mile that caught on fire before and went down right through Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. So, and then we had this one, of course, that got to you or almost got to you. So, but you got to, you know what? I think that we're past the phase of saying, oh, this can't happen.
Right.
Now we just have to be ready next time. Okay. So what else is going on?
So really, we want to highlight a lot of our partners that are doing a lot in the community. So we have. I want to let everybody know where the Disaster Recovery Center is located right now. It's at the former Kmart on 2685 Hilltop Drive. That's the FEMA Disaster Recovery Center. They're open 9 to 7, 7 days a week, and survivors can register before visiting. They can also call 1-800-621-3362. Again, that's 1-800-621-3362. We also have the hotline, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration. You can call 1-800-985-5990.
What kind of impact has this had on you all in the sense that they had to evacuate and people are already in states of crisis already?
Mm-hmm.
When they came back, I mean, how's that work for the people you're helping, Travis?
So it was a lot for them to go through. They were very appreciative of all the work that we all did for them to get them into a safe place during the evacuation and to then bring them back and make sure that they have a safe place that they can feel secure.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a very traumatic experience for a lot of people, but we were able to work through it and still...
Yeah,
help our clients.
And Kisara, I keep looking down. Call her. Her name is not Crisis. It's Kisara.
People call me in a crisis.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. See, that's what I was going to tell you. Did you get phone call? Were you able to keep manning the phones?
Yes, I was able to keep womaning the phones.
One woman? Is that what you said?
Womaning.
I was womaning.
You said manning. She said womaning.
Oh, maybe I should have said they-ing the phones. Do you have any men helping there? No. Okay.
Not,
so womaning.
Not on the crisis hotline yet.
Womaning the phones. I love you. I mean, I do. That was cute. Okay. But were you able to keep those up?
Yes, absolutely. So on Thursday night, I was actually one of the on-call advocates.
Mm-hmm.
After I realized that the fire was a lot closer to Reading than was comfortable, fire's never comfortable, I went ahead and I contacted our personal telephone service and I let them know to please release all the volunteers that were listed on the line because I didn't know where all the volunteers were. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite know where they were in relation to evacuation zones.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that it was really important to give them that time to focus on their families, their safety, getting their animals out, their kids, their friends, their family, and moving on to safe places.
Okay.
So over the course of the weekend, I stayed on the lines. Sometimes people were calling in crisis, and I was assisting them as best as I was able. Unfortunately, we did lose some resources in the fire, so that's changing how we assist people right now.
What do you mean by losing resources?
A lot of the hotels filled up all the way out to Chico.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So places you could put people.
Yeah, safe places where we could refer folks to. And then there were some places where they were safe at one point, but then later they were evacuated.
Some people got moved two or three times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bob moved twice.
Where they were three or four times,
so you're right.
Exactly. So that changed the resources.
Because if anything, I would think this would probably cause more tension in the house, all this stuff going on. So the idea of domestic violence might have picked up.
Have you seen an increase because of this? I mean, if a family's already at each other and they've got issues and problems going on, they may have, you know, be close to it, and then this happens. Is that the straw that breaks the camel's back when they try to come back together?
Yes, absolutely. You do see that natural disasters definitely exacerbate already existing violence or tension within a relationship. And even in healthy relationships, people were grabbing their stuff and running out, and they're jammed into a shelter with a whole bunch of other people. So even in healthy relationships, there was an increase of, I'm not going to say fighting, like bickering.
Just anxiety.
Just a sense of anxiety that increases.
I can tell you this. When a Desert Storm started and Desert Shield started, it was so fast that we were launching people over to Saudi Arabia to be able to fight in this war. So usually you have a six-month period where you get ready to deploy. In this case, it was like a day, 5 day, maybe you had a six-day thing. And the amount of divorces that occurred during this time period, during this next year, was almost unbelievable. People have been married 20 years, divorced. Other people have been married 3 years, divorced, because of the pressure and the different types of pressure. And there had been maybe some little problems, and then it just exploded like this. So I would find it very understandable how on when you have a disaster like this, this could just really be the final breaking point.
But not all of the calls that came through the crisis hotline were bad. We actually had a lot of folks, even all the way out to the Humboldt area, calling and being like, hey, we are a crisis center up in Humboldt. We heard about what's happening. Are you guys okay? Do you need help? Do you need places for people to stay? How can we help you?
That's great.
It was so great. It was really amazing. I was like, oh, wow. Like, thanks for, A, paying attention to what's going on with us down here. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, a shelter, a domestic violence crisis center is always so busy. And it was really amazing and heartwarming that they took the extra 5 minutes out of their day to be like, hey, how can we help you?
Well, I think that's one of the things we've discovered about this is just how big hearts are in our community and around this area. Yeah, we've got, you know, a couple problems, but when you look at it, we have a very, very giving community. And if you haven't lived here a long time, you don't realize that we've gone through a lot of different things in this community, and people reach out to help.
Fortunately, these kinds of situations bring out, well, it brings out the best in most people. It also brings out the worst in the lower echelon.
For sure.
So both sides of that.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And the question we get back is it's coming through our hotline here, is what you could use, you know, now. Okay, so we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. If you know what? Tired of cutting grass. I'm tired of cooking every day. That's it. I just want to go out and just kind of relax, have a good time. River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call, 238-5981. Captain Brian, charge of the cruise boat, that's cruise ship that's down there. Gourmet cooking, or gourmet chef. They have an activity director. They are all out living life there at River Commons Senior Living. Again, 238-5981, located in the center of town, 301 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Thank you. A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved.
Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction.
Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Reading for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant right here on Free Fire Radio on Friday, August 17th on KCNR.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 16th of August, 2018. It's 64 degrees. It's going to go up to 99 today. Of course, it's hazy and smoky at Turtle Bay. It's 158, your air quality index. We talk about things that we were grabbing and going with and all of this. And anything, I saw one, Bob says he took his cast iron cooking pots. And I thought, that's a pretty good idea. The question came in, what does One Safe Place, what could you all use now?
So currently we're taking donations for food, like non-perishable items specifically. Then diapers of all sizes, we need them all. And then mostly we're looking for back-to-school items and back-to-school clothes, things like that for, mm-hmm. for kids that are heading back there. So that's kind of what we're looking for right now.
And in fact, let me just throw this out. Right now at La Cabana Restaurant, which is right across the street from us, they have 200, at least they had, 225 backpacks with back-to-school supplies. So I'll just throw that out to you that those are available to everybody, too. And that was from American Legion Post 3131. In St. Charles, Missouri. sent out a truck with stuff. So
wow.
They've got that over there too. So I mean, and that's open to everybody. But
you know, one of the things that's all around the community are the big blue buckets from Lumberjack. Have you seen any of those? They came out with big buckets for the victims, and they're full of cleaning supplies, all kinds of things that people need to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And those are available at the fire departments around town at different locations. We've got several of locations down mm-hmm. in the city of Anderson at the evacuation centers that were originally set up. They're real just a nice donation by Lumberjack.
Do you now that things are things are not going to be back to normal for a year. Not even a year, but I mean semi back to normal. You're back to full operations again. Mm-hmm. How many people can you all house comfortably down there, would you say?
Well, our shelter is geared for upwards of 50 people.
Okay.
Right now, we're pretty full.
Okay.
But we're still taking in clients. We're still acting as fully operational.
Okay. And then you can always find, if they can't be there right away, you can find them emergency housing.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Yes, and that goes with the whole interview process with our advocates.
They say that and this may be above your pay grade here, that Shasta County has got a high percentage of domestic violence. Do you think this is, and I've discussed this with other people, do you think part of that reason is because we have such a viable program like One Safe Place and that our police and everybody's so aware of this? That it gets reported more?
I would agree with that. I think that because we have One Safe Place in the community and because we are so public, a lot of people know that we are a safe place to report to and we have resources that can assist them. So I don't think that it's strictly because Shasta County is so violent. I think that a lot of these reports are coming because people know that they have a resource within their community that can help them make a difference in their lives.
And certainly that was the goal of the change in the philosophy with One Safe Place and the whole process of reestablishing at the new location as opposed to being hidden from the public as it was for so many years. Some of us knew where the safe houses were, but most people did not, theoretically,
right.
Except the bad guys. And now mm-hmm. it's right out there on a corner. Very visible to the world. And,
very
and,
secure, though.
And but right. Very secure.
Very secure.
Very secure. But I think that was the whole emphasis, to make this right out there where people could see and know it was available. And I think Jean, when she was involved in that, we had discussions about the fact that absolutely more people know about it, and the mm-hmm. numbers did go up for reporting. But not because we had more abuse, just because people knew where to go with it now.
Right, exactly.
So what are we doing now? Where's One Safe Place going now? You're the prevention director,
correct,
Travis. And what do you do? Do we have programs going out? I know I see the commercial mm-hmm. that's out there. You know, we play things and all this. We have you all on. But what can people do to assist?
So right now, it's mostly just getting the donations. We're promoting a lot of our partners that are doing things out in the community right now. We're making sure that people know that we're still around, we're still operational, doing all that. But we have partners that are doing a lot of cool stuff in the community to get people through this traumatic experience of going through this fire.
Okay, we talked about the FEMA. We talked about mm-hmm. FEMA a lot. So, but there are a couple others in here that you
correct.
Said, you know, the ones that maybe people don't think about.
So, yeah, we have Lynn Fritz. She's going to be doing car fire recovery, kind of emotional support and grief process.
Yeah, we have announced that. I think that's next week.
Yeah, August 22nd.
August 22nd.
Yeah.
And this is for everybody. It's free. It's going to be at the Pilgrim Church
mm-hmm.
Up there off of Eureka.
Yeah. And then we also have From the Hearth is providing meals for displaced individuals, which is an amazing thing for them to do. The contact number for that is 530-768-1306. Again, 530-768-1306. Let's see. We also got more school supplies for the event's called Car Kids. It's backpack and school supplies. It's a distribution event. That's going to be tomorrow, August 17th,
mm-hmm.
From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And where's that going to be at?
It's at 2400 Washington Avenue. It's being put on by NVCSS.
North Valley Christian
Valley Catholic Social Services.
Yes. Okay. Then we also have the Alliance Fire Relief Center. That's in the Cobblestone Center, 110 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 60. That's here in Reading. And it's going to be open 7 days a week and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're providing food, personal care items, and cleanup supplies for individuals and families impacted by the fire. And for further information on that, you can contact the Relief Center Manager, Wayne Dunham, at 530-515-4464.
What we're going to do is we're going to get a copy of this from you.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is put it up on our website or on Facebook, or maybe both, so people can have, we've got a number of things on there already on our website. So
Absolutely.
We're just going to keep adding all these things on, too. We're here with Travis, Heidi, and Cassara. Nance from One Safe Place, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
It won't be the last time. And you all come on. And, you know, we've got a long way to go here. So we need to keep working together on how we can, on how we can help our community. And how our community can move forward like this. Trish Clark, as usual.
Always enjoy Thursdays. And remind everybody out there to practice patience, work together. If you've got some spare time, there's a place to go to work right now.
That's
Get out
right.
there and volunteer.
You know what? When I say it's good guys against the bad guys, I mean that. And but it's time for all of us to be good guys. We'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Kara Tennant, who's going to be talking about how these fires can affect your pets and your furry friends. We'll be right back. Well, we won't be right back. We'll be back
the
tomorrow.
The news is brought to you.